What's up, guys? It's your boys back here with the Digital Bath Podcast, coming at you at the most glorious time of year, which is E3.
Which is E3?
Yeah, which is E3.
That sounds dope.
Yeah, we burn everybody at the stake.
Yeah! No.
So, we're having a great time talking about the new games that they've announced so far. We got the first 2 days under our belt. And we're going to talk a little bit about those games today, their release dates, some of the features, and some of the gameplay that we saw. But before we do that, we're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves again. To my far left, not feeling too great today, but he still made the journey, and we appreciate him for that. It is the red-bearded boy, Dakota MC Starscream Burton. How you doing, buddy?
Remember me as I was, not as I am.
Ooh, I just kind of want to put you in like a home and never see you again.
Oh, that went differently.
I just don't want to ever see you again.
That went differently than I thought.
I just don't want to put you in a bread box and forget.
I just heard put you, and I was like, is he going to say down?
Oof.
I just kind of want to put you down.
We were just having a conversation on what types of dogs we'd be, so.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's the Rainbow Bridge time for old Dakota.
Oh.
And we're sitting in a weird angle today, but that's fine. Sitting in front of me right now is the smooth talker, Azriel Reaver, Jesse Bateo. Buddy, how you, man? How you doing, man?
Doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah. There's E3 happening, and mm-hmm. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That's the only thing that's great?
Right now, yes.
Oh, okay. Nothing else.
Well, we're all together for like the first time in weeks.
That's true. Yes, that is true.
Well, kind of all together. Yeah. Dakota's here somehow.
Physically, he's here.
Yeah.
He's in all other realms except physical, he's here. Dead.
He's got that Weekend at Bernie's with the sunglasses. It's great.
To my right, we have the big beard, the
big beard.
Apex Predator, because Ooh. You know he loves that game. The what? El Hyena?
No.
El Blanco, garbage person,
no.
Peppercorn Bolton,
no.
And now Ranch Ripper.
Ranch Ripper.
Kurisa Tufa Bolton.
Ranch Ripper.
That was a callback.
Yeah,
that Kurisa Tufa.
Yeah, we're going far back today.
My favorite is that no matter what language it is, Amanda is Amanda. She told me that. And then I looked it up and I was like, holy shit, Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda. Like, no matter where you go, Amanda's, that has nothing to do with me. Yeah, man. I've been playing some Apex, you know.
Yeah, we know.
That's I unlocked the Unholy Beast skin for Revenant.
No one asked you what you were playing. They just said to say your name.
Anyway, I unlocked the Unholy Beast with Revenant.
Uh-huh.
You know, a skin where he kind of looks like a devil.
Yes.
First match I played.
I love that skin.
Score was 666. Not even joking.
I swear you got that and then ran. You just hit.
The amount of, no, I didn't. I tried my best.
You can't,
I still died.
You can't ever do anything else with that character.
I'm approaching. I have 620, like, two kills, and I'm mm-hmm. thinking I'm going to hit 666. Never use them
never
again.
Never use them in, yeah.
Except to silence people as the knockdown. You know, when you throw out your little orb and it does 10 damage, I'll stop using. I won't kill anybody. Mm-hmm. I'll just knock them down and then be like, someone else.
Yeah, man, you'll be a great
You still
teammate.
Get the kill of someone else. Doesn't, okay, we're
I
going
know,
up
that's the part that's upsetting.
Yeah, moving on.
So E3 is that special time of year where we all sit down and give thanks to the developer gods for bringing us new content to enjoy time and time again. And this year's no different. They've already, well, yeah,
it's a little different.
It's a little different. I guess it's a little bit more exciting because E3 last year was non-existent because they didn't have one because of that stupid thing that called the pandemic. And I hate it. It's terrible.
There was a pandemic?
And,
where?
Everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Fucking everywhere, especially in Topeka.
COVID.
COVID? What?
Were you mispronouncing? COVID.
Oh, yeah. So you don't get demonetized?
COVID-91.
Ooh.
Are you dyslexic? What's happening?
I can't talk.
He's dyslexic.
Are you dyslexic? Are you?
So maybe. we're gonna go over a few of the big ones that we're kind of all excited about, talk about some features and some gameplay, and we're gonna kind of skim over a few of the other ones that probably aren't as important. Maybe a few of you are excited for, but you shouldn't be because they look like shit, but you know, whatever. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Star nerd. Hey, before that, can the two of us that are drinking like real men clink our drinks?
Yes, let's clink our drinks, Chris, in the episode. Thank you. That sounded fucking weird.
I have something really sad to tell you, Chris. The last of my Unmerciful merch has been broken.
What happened to your fucking mug?
Oh, shit.
My sink's made of porcelain, and they got tipped over and
porcelain.
Broke.
Son of... Those mugs are...
I know, I'm really sad.
Are hot trash as far as reliability goes.
You were the last one to drink out of it, though.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Because I accidentally took the last other cup.
One more.
It was my fault.
One more for the unmerciful mug.
What is this, the Howdy Duda?
Howdy Duda?
The Howdy Duda.
This week I'm extra poor, so I'm drinking gin and Dr. K.
Ooh.
79-cent 2-liter out of my Yeti.
That's the
level
of hell and poor that you never get to unless you're Chris.
That's fucking rock bottom, man.
It's like putting regular fuel in a Lambo, and you're like, no, that'll be good, man. Yeah. It's gonna work.
Unleaded,
out.
It's fine. Yeah.
You're using a Yeti cup.
Yeah.
So your lid probably costs more than the contents of your drink.
The fucking magnet top piece.
The lettering.
The lettering, yeah. The labor that went into it cost way more than anything Chris is worth. Anyway, So let's talk about, you know, one of the big ones that comes out usually every year, but it's first on my list here, coming out October 22nd this year, and that is Battlefield 2042. What do you guys think of it? What's your opinions?
They got NATOs.
They do got Naders.
I'm confused as fuck about the timeline at this point. We've gone World War II, then we went Vietnam. That made sense, kind of. Then we went 2142. Then we went 3. So it was 1, Vietnam, 2142, 3.
You're missing a bunch, like, already. Yeah. But yeah, sure.
No, the first Vietnam came out on PC only.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield. Mm-hmm. It's called Battlefield, right?
Yeah.
World War II.
Mm-hmm.
Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Then Battlefield 2?
Yes.
Then
the point is that it's about war, so they go to different time frames for their games.
Then 3.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this doesn't matter, though.
4,
the timeline doesn't fucking matter.
It looks dope.
It does. It looks really fucking dope. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. No single player, so I guess fuck that.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
How many single players in Battlefield have mattered?
2.
Bad Company 1 and Bad Company 2.
That is my answer as well.
And if they didn't bring out Bad Company 3, I wasn't going to be as excited as I should be, so I'm not.
They don't know what to do for a third one. They've on record said that they don't know what made the first two popular.
Hire the same guys, do fun shit.
Can't happen.
Mm-mm.
They're too deep in all their development now. Yeah.
They're fresh out of it. They can't redo it.
Also, Chemical, like, X.
Obviously, they have to know some because they made like a second one. Like, if they had just made one.
The lightning, the bottle, stroke, stricken, striked twice.
Struck.
Struck.
Struck is the word you're looking for.
Stricken is a Disturbed song.
Coming from a guy who said glued as a past tense for something that was glowing, I feel you.
Yeah. Anyway.
It glued red.
G-L-E-W-E-D.
The most amount of players on a single map.
128, right?
In Battlefield history, I would say.
I think they did that before on PC, didn't they?
It's like bringing up 4? Fucking PCs if you don't know about it.
Probably some guy that just came in the store and lied to you, like, yeah, man, it's got 500 players at once. Really?
Truth. Like, Chris is like, damn, bro, buy Alien Colonial Marines.
Thank you. I was just about to say, probably some guy, now. He was like, hey, you should get Colonial Marines, man. Great game.
You know what we didn't see? Alien Colonial Marines 2? Strange,
I wonder why.
I know.
Yeah, weird. Interesting.
But there is an Aliens game coming.
We should be getting an Alien Isolation 2. Please?
We'll see. We got, what, 2 days left of E3?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
It'd be nice.
But they did a sequel. It was on phones.
Anyway, so there's, I mean, of course, the environment's changing, the maps up, coming back. They've done that kind of in a few of their different games, and this one just looks on a whole other level.
Not like environments,
this,
though.
Not like this. I'm just saying they've done some stuff with their environments before, but nothing crazy like this. In one of the battlefields, like, depending on the situation, like, the ships that you were on, one could crash land on an island, and it could change the map up.
This is the first time they're using weather,
correct,
though,
yes,
for their game.
Right. Yeah. So
look out, y'all.
The tornadoes are coming. It looks cool, though.
It does.
I especially when you watch the actual gameplay trailer, seeing that you can be in this huge map with 128 players. You are outside this giant sandstorm, which I'm assuming you're in Dubai.
It's going to take place across the globe.
Yeah. Well, this specific map they were showing, I'm assuming you're in Dubai. Huge sandstorm comes in, and then you have a tornado, and you have to run into a huge skyscraper. You can fight on the lowest level, and then you can go all the way to the roof and fight, and this is all simultaneously happen with everything else. And it looks really cool. It looks a lot of fun. I'm definitely going to pick it up and play it.
And like most shooters, floors 2 through 87 are inaccessible because that's just how games work.
Yep.
There's no reason to be there. Why would
they're
you
the worst there? Of all floors.
True.
How long till that like gets like overused early? Or you get like tired of here's the tornado again. Like, do you think it'll be every single time you play that map, or do you just think there's a chance of it happening?
That I was actually talking to West about that earlier, and you know, I don't know. It'd be cool if it was random, so maybe sometimes you would play the map and
right.
never happens. Or I even joked about how, like, you know, it's in the future, right? So someone has this fucking weather machine and you can activate it in the map or something. You know, you have to do specific things to activate it. That'd be interesting, but who knows?
I think it might be dependent on gameplay modes, and I think it would be smart to make it random.
Yeah.
I think that would add variety to the gameplay, because you're going to use vehicles a lot in this version. So sometimes helicopters might be valuable, and sometimes they might be just fucking awful. Mm-hmm. So I think it'd be better to be random.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but like the bigger maps were a separate mode or no?
Conquest and
Rush.
Rush. So, and then there was a TDM mode that was smaller maps.
I'd imagine Rush, if it does have these, probably won't be a full-scale tornado every time.
Yeah.
It might be like Sandstorm or
Doo-ga-doo-ga-doo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think Nick might have been onto something with the, like, you can activate it because it's, you know, like, oh, it's 21 years in the future. We know how to
kills.
We know how to fucking activate a fucking
oh yeah
weather event now.
Yeah. 25 kills, like a kill streak. You can nuke. Activate a weather event.
They're like, fucking yeah. nuke. We've got a tornado here.
Yeah.
glide suit.
Glide suit mm-hmm. was cool.
Pretty cool as mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, parachute in the last game. Glide suit. At least you get a little more mobility, but.
Sure.
Just more expansion on what they had before.
It makes a lot more sense than having 18 parachutes every time you jump off a building. You're like, parachute! Parachute! A glide suit would honestly be smarter.
Just yeah,
unless
but
it's
I'm just
two levels up.
I'm just thinking if you're running and all of a sudden like you kind of you move a certain way that the wind is just going to blow you away because you accidentally like open yeah. up your glide suit and you're like, oh shit.
That would be amazing.
That if would
you're
be
in the
funny.
Tornado area and you're like, oh shit, I hit X.
Well, it shows you gliding pretty close to that fucking nader, man. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what
it's
happens.
The only way you can get out of the nader is to glide out.
Ralph Nader, yeah.
What?
Ralph no. Nader. And then, of course, it shows the vehicles and stuff and people getting sucked up into the tornado if you get close to it. Also pretty cool. You know, I don't know if it's immediate death or if you get flung or however that works.
It doesn't look immediate. It definitely yeah. looks like shit is still going on with people in the tornado as well.
Mm-hmm.
Based off the trailer. And then you have other environments like the snow tundra. And did we see an island? I think we might have seen an island
I'm
somewhere.
Not sure.
Sandstorm. If you can't get a kill and get extra points for doing it inside a tornado, I don't want to play the game.
Well, there should be an achievement for it.
I'm probably sure.
Chris, like, you probably won't play it anyway.
You want to bet?
Battlefield? You'll play Battlefield.
Battlefield, my brother?
Battlefield.
I have lots of videos to show you. I don't. I erased most of them, but.
So what I mean, what do you guys think? Is that a day one for you?
Yeah, because it's on
gameplay.
It's on Game Pass. It's going to be
no,
day
it's not.
One.
No, that one's not on Game Pass.
That was one of the three of Big 30 games.
It's not on Game Pass.
It's not. No, not yet. At
cancel
least
cancel my Game
not
Pass.
Not yet.
I'm
at least
out. I'm back.
I mean,
out.
It might be on EA
for cheaper
access, which is through Game Pass. So just have to wait and see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'll probably get it day one because I love Battlefield, but it kind of depends on who else.
It'll probably be a beta
in this
play.
Room says they're gonna get it.
I'll get it with you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll play it with you. No
you
problem.
Share games.
Actually, is that even coming to old gen? Is that just new gen?
I'm sure it'll be Xbox One.
I don't know, man.
Some of those were only next gen.
Yeah, I forgot to look at that, but we'll check that out.
Someone else's podcast will tell you.
Yeah. Next up on the list. An old favorite of ours and something that Xbox has really, you know, shined a light on over the years. You know, they kind of relied on it like it's one of their only game series they ever have when it comes to first party. And that's Halo.
Really thought you were going to say Conkers.
Fusion Frenzy 3.
Sorry, man. Not Conkers. Yeah.
You're going to correct that statement.
What?
I don't give a shit about Halo. Never have, never will.
But we
don't give a shit about
Halo.
But
we do.
Yeah, you said we all.
Well, I mean.
We all listening.
Fair
enough.
Let's be honest. You have played Halo with us and had fun. You like Halo.
Continue.
We didn't see any new single player gameplay.
Mm-mm.
So that has a lot to be desired for going
off
the last trailer.
Probably keeping that under wraps until they get a better handle on the graphics and everything.
Well, that's not too far away. So that kind of concerns me.
Good
holiday
news,
2021, by the way.
It did show. It wasn't like here is a gameplay demo, but it did show a panning screen of, it said their biggest environment they've ever made, and it showed ships, like different ships flying, and it actually looked like there might have been like a base or something with like NPCs doing stuff.
Do you think, and this is kind of what I think, but do you think maybe it's kind of going to be one of those things where like there's a main hub and then it just kind of expands off of that within a
I think much it's just bigger an open map?
Because they said it's not open world,
yeah.
But I like, mean, to me that would mean kind of like there's a hub and then it kind of spiders off.
Like Anthem or something?
Almost.
Metroid? Yeah. Now that you have the grappling hook, you got to go back and get the fucking
flamethrower, yeah. Missile launcher.
That'd be
crazy. Screw attack.
Hey man, they're smart. They know, like, you want to sell your game? Put a grappling hook in it.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't speak much on the single player because they didn't really show anything.
We don't know.
But the multiplayer trailer looked really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making that free to play.
Yeah, Jesse was on the nose with when we were watching. He said Quake. I was getting a lot of Quake War vibes from that.
Yes.
Very faster, much faster gameplay than the original, I think, multiplayer that Halo's known for.
Mm-hmm.
Could be really good. And it's free to play. So, I mean, again, like, what do we have to lose?
And that's fantastic. I mean, and when they mean free to play, they mean actually free to play. So it's kind of like Warzone.
Got to buy the console.
Then well, you gotta sure, buy but Xbox. You know, they know what I mean. You have the console, you have an Xbox, you can download the multiplayer and you can play the entire multiplayer for free. Or PC, yeah. And it's crossplay.
And you don't need Xbox Live. Correct. Or Game Pass.
Yep. Completely
I
free.
I hope you can turn off crossplay because I don't want to play with PC guys.
Usually on consoles, you can.
But if you do have Game Pass, then you get the whole goddamn game.
Day one. For $16, technically.
What about untechnically?
Untechnically, it's free.
Free to play right now. As long as you have an Xbox and Xbox Live and an internet connection. And
no, you don't need an Xbox Live account.
Hopefully you have a controller.
Well, you do need an account. You don't need gold.
Yeah, you don't need gold. Okay, you have gold. To have an internet connection, sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, the things that stood out in the multiplayer trailer, of course, were you can use environments like, you know, the different exploding, I don't know what you want to call them, canisters and stuff around. You can actually now pick those up and throw them at vehicles.
You can grapple them to you.
Yep, you can grapple them to you with the grappling hook. You can use now it's definitely a feature to throw grenades and get weapons thrown to you or thrown to other people, which looked really cool. What else did you guys notice?
It alluded to calling in that red ship, that big purple ship dropped in a red ship.
The Phantom dropped in the Banshee.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the Phantom. It looked like they said,
was it a Pelican or a Phantom?
Phantoms. It might have. It was new. It was a new ship.
It was a new ship. The Puma dropped in the Chupa thingy.
Hey,
and
actually,
took off.
I think there is a Puma in Halo. It's the little.
The little one.
Yeah.
I think they called it the Puma.
The little one.
The little one. I'm alluding to Red versus Blue.
I'm alluding that I understand that, but they actually did call something.
Well, I think you can drop it.
Looks fun.
Yeah. Game Pass Day 1 didn't give an exact release date. However, it is this holiday as of right now. We'll see. But you know how it went last time we saw Halo? They were like, oh, we fucked up. We're going to push this back a whole year.
Good news is the Needler's in there. So, you know, if that's your gun, it's still there. Halo 6 at this point?
Needlers can be pretty fucking devastating.
No, dude. I know. Yeah. I don't like them.
During the presentation, they, I don't know, this might matter to you fuckboys, but the guy that made Halo ODST came back to help with this. I don't know if you guys care.
Neil Blomkamp?
I don't know who made it.
But that guy that came back, so he's doing like, I don't know if they brought him in emergency-like or if he's been a part of the whole time, but they made sure that he made an appearance and talked.
It's funny you said that because I kind of thought the same thing because they were like, oh, we have creative director here who is famous for fan favorite
spinoff
Halo
game.
3 ODST. And it's like, did they bring him in? Because they're like, God, we need fucking
like,
help.
Help
people like Halo 3. Yeah. Come back.
Remember ODST? Remember the good times?
Do you remember? I remember.
Remember how you had to fight a lot of brutes all at the same time? Can we do that again? Yup. What else we got? What about for you, Jesse? What else is... What other big game is exciting for you?
Just bring it up. Which one?
You know.
Fucking Elden Ring, bro. Looks sick.
Yes.
You like Dark Souls? Of course you do.
Of course.
You like fucking Berserk?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
You like Game of Thrones?
You like Game of Thrones and Norse mythology? This game's for you.
You like rings?
Bloodborne?
There's a ring in there at
There's
some point.
There's an Elden Ring, yes.
Lord of the Rings? I don't know.
Yeah.
It kind of alludes to, like, your character's supposed to get the Elden Ring. Yeah.
Looks really good. I mean, so it is a Souls game, essentially, but with George R.R. Martin doing the story. Take that for what you will, because story in those games usually means little.
Means your reading description.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Looks like there's hopefully will be some more dialogue. Sekiro actually had lots of dialogue for the game. Lots. So, you know, probably a lot of that, like, in-game cutscene kind of stuff. And traversal seems like a huge part of this game, because it's going to be an open world.
Yep.
Souls game.
Yeah, it looks gorgeous, first off. And the first thing I noticed was the ability to have a horse, be able to create the horse.
We all have the ability to have a horse.
Well, not in the other Souls games, you don't.
In real life, I do.
Sure, in real life, you do. Speak go out and buy yourself. One.
I live in an apartment. You know you how much have the fucking
I mean, yeah, you could
deposit
have a horse.
Would be on that?
Do you have a horse deposit?
I'm sorry, there's an 11-pound weight limit. Yeah, just, but this is like 20 dogs.
Just pay him with your Yeti cup.
There you go. Pay him with the Yeti. Do you want a Yeti cup, or do you want to shut the fuck up and let me have a horse? Like,
that doesn't seem fair to them
That's
at all.
That's the tagline to Elden Ring.
Do you want a Yeti cup, or do you want to shut the fuck up?
It was kind of cool because you kind of call your horse into existence. You like jump and you do like a little hula-boo, and then your horse exists, which I noticed right away. I was like, your horse isn't just summoned around? It. It's like a phantom horse. Maybe I could have a phantom horse in an apartment.
Just summon it like, when you're lonely.
I guess I would be a lot more unsummoning. They'd be like, hey, Mr. Bolton. I'd be like, yes. And they'd be like, we heard a lot of neighing coming from your apartment. And I'd be like,
I'm very agreeable. I don't neigh with anything.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Sir, why are there so many sugar cubes on your counter?
What is all this horse feed? Excuse me. Are you here to judge my choices of diet? Or are you here to fucking not see a horse, you asshole?
This joke is
not
hilarious.
See a horse?
Not see.
This is the best joke ever.
It can be.
It could be if you just go along with it and be funny instead of being whiny.
Open world. Mm-hmm. Co-op.
Yep.
Lots of arms. Mm-hmm. A lot of the bosses had extra arms. Mm-hmm. One of them especially was like, look at all my arms.
Let me reveal from my cloak all my arms.
He was heavily armed.
Best case scenario. So I was talking with Jesse about it yesterday. Time's irrelevant. Best case scenario, it's just open world. You can do it with your friends. What I think will probably happen is there might be, like you're saying with Halo, like a hub area. And then the different kingdoms you can go to, they get locked away after you've completed them. Mm-hmm. So you can kind of like how they have before.
Yeah. That's kind of how I imagine it. But it would be really cool to be able to
just to fucking do
jump in the game anywhere and
if one
go.
Of the kingdoms is like the like dueling area, it gets decided upon in another place is like a grind. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Also gave me some Shadow of the Colossus vibes.
Yes.
Riding your horse and seeing these giant golem type creatures. Big. Giants as well. So kind of excited. I'm wondering if you're going to be able to climb some of these bosses.
That carriage too might be like it's just something you stumble upon.
True. There was a chariot boss in Dark Souls 2. So, I mean, they've done vehicle type bosses before.
I saw
maybe
a walking
it'll be a chase
pot.
Scene.
A what?
What'd you say? Oh, a walking pot.
I saw a walking pot at some point. I don't really know.
It was their version of a mimic.
Oh, I don't know what that means.
The chests that end up being monsters. So when you open them, they eat you.
Oh, I remember seeing that at some point. Yeah, I've never really played much of those games.
You should. They're great.
Fantasy games?
No, Dark Souls. The Souls games.
You played Bloodborne, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're I like didn't beat
Apex,
Bloodborne.
Except
I got to the part where the house is on the hill, and it increases your mania.
Oh, that part's crazy.
That part's
your frenzy.
Really crazy.
The frenzy. Yeah. And
that's
I was like,
near the end of the game, actually.
This is fucking annoying, and then I just quit.
Well, yeah.
Mimics are also from just lore, fantasy lore in general.
Right.
Anywho, looks awesome. Really excited for it.
Yeah.
That might be, I think that's my most anticipated game now coming up, personally. I've been hungry for a new Soulsborne game of some sort, and this is going to scratch that itch real good. So.
I would hope so. Well, yeah. If it doesn't, nothing will.
That's true.
My favorite.
Well, Bloodborne 2 would.
From Software game is actually Otogi Myth of Demons.
Never played it.
On the original Xbox. Amazing.
That game's worth a fuck ton of money, I think.
It is a deep cut.
Yeah. It's super rare now.
It was
Otogi?
Crazy.
That's what it's called?
Otogi Myth of Demons. You could hit a dude, and it was like Dragon Ball-esque. Like, you punch a dude in the ground, and they just like go 100 feet away from you. Hmm. It looked fucking awesome.
Hmm.
but it probably looked awesome for an Xbox One game. Now it probably looks like your dog water. But
black shade color glasses have made it look more awesome than it actually is.
Hell yeah. I just wanted, you know.
He's wearing fucking Pit Vipers right now, boys.
Bro, Pity V's. I just wanted to match Dakota's energy, but like the opposite. Like I'm all hype and he's all like, not.
Let's speed this along then. Eldering looks dope.
Yeah, real dope. Dakota, real quick, what's one that you saw that you're excited for?
Where was State of Decay 3?
Wasn't there.
No one cares about that game.
It hasn't shown yet.
Okay. Back 4 Blood looks pretty sexy.
Mm-hmm. If you guys are fans of Left 4 Dead, you're going to like Back 4 Blood. It's a spiritual successor of the Left 4 Dead series.
If you like games with numbers in the name before, you know, the end, this is your game.
Is it Valve? Or is it someone else?
There's people that worked on
them. Ah, that's what I thought.
It's part of the original team of the Left 4 Dead series in Turtle Creek. So
they had to leave, start their own development team, and then make a brand new series to give us another one.
Am I completely crazy? Did they also do Evolve?
Evolve had some cool stuff, but
the monsters look cool.
It was an idea, you know?
We have an idea.
They're not all winners.
You know what? They made a game and we didn't, so I'll just give that to them.
This game looks a lot better. Obviously, it's like the spiritual successor to Left 4 Dead, so
it's on Game Pass, so what's it to us?
That's true. Mm-hmm. Game Pass for day one.
There's a theme here.
Evolve was one of those games I pulled out last minute, had it fully paid off, and just, I was like, nah. And then everybody was like, oh, this is amazing. And I was like, oh, is it? And then like a week later, everybody was like, trade.
I saw it played at Manager's Conference. And I had it pre-ordered at the time, and when I got back, I took it off of pre-order because I was like, oh, yeah, okay, that doesn't look fun at all, actually. So, yeah, I played it a little bit with a few friends a few times because I ended up getting it for free, luckily, and then I was like, I'll just trade it in.
But this isn't a review of Evolve. I was trying to be like girlfriend reviews.
Great channel.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got the special monster types just like Left 4 Dead. They're going to have a PvP mode, which is really cool. Which they did in Left 4 Dead 2. So, and then I guess the biggest difference is your characters matter in this game because they all have different abilities, unlike Left 4 Dead, where it was just for style points.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other cool thing, what I was seeing is like there'll be extra characters and extra things that you can pay to unlock in the future, like downloadable content and stuff. But through the PvP online modes and stuff like that, you can actually earn points and just unlock those for free without paying for them, as that's what they've said so far.
We'll see how long that actually takes.
Yeah, I know. But it's probably one of those things where it might take a year to unlock all that shit. Who knows? Chris, you had a comment?
Moving on from Back 4 Blood.
To what?
To another game that was talking a big hoopla about not being pay for everything. It was the D&D game.
Dark Alliance.
Dark Alliance. Did you guys see the trailer for that yet?
Is it an E3 trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I forgot about it until he just mentioned that it will be coming out and you can earn all the characters. But Dark Alliance looks really cool. The trailer has a really funny what do they call those guys?
Voiceover.
A voiceover announcer. But they said there will be no paid, whatchamacallit?
DLC.
DLC. It's just everything. Dilk. Everything, you will go in there and you will grind your ass off and you will earn it, which is cool. I love that idea.
You gonna play it?
Sure. Is it free? Is it on Xbox Game Pass?
No.
Motherfucker! What the fuck do I own Game Pass for?
You know what I own Game Pass? I don't know if it is. I just said no. That's fucked up. Probably is. I don't know.
You made me yell, which hurt your head. You lost. In the long run.
Dying Light 2.
Yep.
That was last week, but fucking Dying Light 2. And then you guys should talk about Starfield and Microsoft pulling their big old balls out.
They sure did. Real quick, Dying Light 2 looks absolutely amazing. Comes out this year, December 7th. So that's
Game Pass.
It's going to be a lot of fun. No.
God damn it.
No. Yeah, pay for one this year.
Did
one
they
game.
Release an expansion of the first game very recently? Like a medieval expansion?
There was, it's called Hell Raid, and like the part of it came out like 6 months ago, and they just did the second part of it for free on a six-year-old game.
What a fever dream this year is right now. Seriously. Sorry. I saw that and I was like, wait a minute.
Techland is still hooking up its game.
It's awesome.
I know, it's amazing.
It gives me lots of hope for Dying Light 2.
Yeah, mito, mito.
It's like medieval drop-kicking zombies.
Hell yes.
I'm in.
So Dakota mentioned Microsoft pulling their balls out. First off, I have to say Microsoft did a great job at E3 this year.
Actually, one of my favorite Microsoft conferences probably in a while.
Yeah, they did a really good job. They of course, you know that they bought out ZeniMax, and that includes Bethesda. And so this year, Todd Howard comes out and says, oh, hey, we love our relationship with Xbox. Starfield, we're going to show you its first actual, like, real trailer. No gameplay, unfortunately. And then at the end, Microsoft's like, oh, hey, by the way, this is an Xbox exclusive. All you PlayStation noobs out there ain't going to get it.
Forever.
It's not a timed exclusive.
Sony.
Yeah. You know, like no offense to Sony. I like the PlayStation. I have a PS5. It's fun. But man, Microsoft really power move.
What else did they say? How else can you get Starfield when it comes out?
On Game Pass day one, son. Crazy.
Huge balls.
Insane.
If you haven't listened to our State of Gaming episode with special guest star Caleb, because we talk about Game Pass a lot, and he has some very strong opinions on Game Pass as a game store owner. It makes sense.
Remember when he was like, I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they'll do it yet with Bethesda. And then Bethesda was like,
we doing it.
We did it.
They also added like 12 Bethesda games on the Game Pass today.
Yep. Fallout 1, Fallout 2, Fallout 3. I mean, they're going deep back into their catalog.
Now, they didn't explicitly say it, but they talked about how they're also working on the next Elder Scrolls. They just said the word Elder Scrolls 6. I have to think that's going to be an Xbox exclusive as well.
I don't know if they'll have Fallout and the Elder Scrolls game as exclusives.
Then it's going to be like a year timed exclusive.
I mean, Elder Scrolls 3 technically is an exclusive, a Microsoft exclusive.
Morrowind. Mm-hmm. That was a port from the PC, though. Before that all...
Still
was
didn't get ported to the PlayStation.
It wasn't popular at the time.
PlayStation couldn't handle it.
I'm just saying
Elder Scrolls actually is true.
Yeah, Elder Scrolls has had, you know, a single console release before.
Sure.
Well, I mean, for a long time, the Xbox architecture has been closer to a PC build, and the Sony PlayStation 3. There's just a guy back there like, you have to unlock the secrets. It is so much more powerful
the guy
than
in the
Xbox
Matrix with all the keys.
Yeah. But you have to unlock the secrets. Here's a key, and they're like, I don't want any more keys. I'm just gonna make it on
Xbox.
Opens
a door. It's opens another
door.
And then
the U.S. government took like 50 PS3s, duct taped them together, and made the world's strongest computer for some reason.
This is amazing. Let's turn it off and go back to playing Xbox now.
I don't know what to think about Starfield. There's no gameplay for it.
Nope.
I'm just going off the words of what Bethesda says. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't really have an opinion on it either way.
Which is kind of iffy at the moment. Because I will say, while Doom obviously is awesome, their track record's been a little sketchy lately.
Yep.
What
Fallout
else?
76.
Okay, yeah.
Fallout 4.
Arguably people like that game.
I didn't.
I mean, it was commercially very successful.
Right.
And even though it wasn't the greatest thing in the world, it did very well, and people still really enjoy that game. And to this day, there's even still crazy amount of mod support for that game.
But there's also a lot of people who buy Fallout because it's Fallout and then find out that they're like, oh, fuck, I don't like this. Like, Fallout 4, the building aspect, like, I don't want to do that shit. I want to Fallout 3. I want to go around the world. I want to blow shit up. I want to do that. I feel like...
It still had a lot of people that do really like that game, though.
It did. It did. And it also had Fallout Shelter before, which...
That was a fun game. We played that on the iPad.
On the iPad, yeah.
Jesse, they 100%, by the way, brought up the 10th anniversary of Skyrim at the conference.
Because it's going to get released until we're all dead, over and over.
Hey, what's that game that you like?
Which one?
The one with No Man's Sky. That's what I think fucking the new game...
Starfield?
Starfield is like No Man's Sky.
It looked more like, what's that other one that's before No Man's Sky?
Star Citizen.
No. Well, after that.
RuneScape.
I know what you're
talking
about.
Elite Dangerous.
Yes, Elite Dangerous.
It looks like Elite Dangerous.
Kind of looks like that, based off the no gameplay.
Of course, Todd Howard, when he had a a separate interview about Starfield, and he was like, oh, it plays like Skyrim. He had to bring that up.
Yeah.
But of course, there's a ton of people out there that probably heard that and was like, Moscoose?
No, they're going to buy it based off of that alone, for sure.
Yep. So, I mean, smart move, honestly.
We'll see. Yeah. If swords were guns, and shields were spacesuits, and your horse was
were
a
dragons.
My mind hurts.
Yeah.
Dragons in space.
And different areas were different planets.
Space dragons.
And gravity wasn't really a thing. This would be just like fucking Elder Scrolls.
Yep. So, of course, Starfield, Xbox exclusive, coming out on Game Pass day one, and it is coming out 11/11/22. So, November 11th, right, the next year.
So, 11 years after Skyrim.
Yep.
To the day.
To the day.
That's insane. Of course, we got Far Cry 6 coming out, which I think looks really, really good. I love the Far Cry games.
Yeah, I'm a little far cried out at this point, but it looks like it's going to be really fun. I didn't beat 5.
You fool.
New Dawn was better than it had any right to be.
New Dawn was better than 5.
And Blood Dragon's the best one. Changed my mind.
You don't count.
3, I will say, is the best one. 3
is the best one.
Blood Dragon's great. Blood Dragon's combination fantastic. Of the two. Yeah.
They're both there amazing. Wouldn't be Blood
I mean,
Dragon
it is
without 3.
Far Cry 3. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Blood Dragon. So technically, you're both right. Voss is the best enemy ever created by Ubisoft.
By Ubisoft.
I did like, Primal. What's the guy? Hunk? What's his name?
Hank.
Herc. I did like Caveman Herc quite a lot in Far Cry Primal.
Primal was fun, too. Primal was actually a lot of fun. It was way better than 4.
I did get a cool saber-tooth tiger. Mm-hmm. So.
Did you ever see that thing that Primal and Far Cry 4 are the exact same map?
Yep.
They just like, reskinned it?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Basically, Pagan Min was awesome, but I mean, overall, 4 was
pretty forgettable.
Yeah, yep.
But Giancarlo looks like he's going to be awesome.
Giancarlo Esposito looks amazing in this game, and I am really excited. He might rival Voss.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And we're back to voiced main characters, because in 5 and New Dawn, you were just a silent protagonist.
Yeah.
So first voiced female that you'll be playing as, which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're not going to... So, I mean, it plays off the fact that, you know, like in Cuba, since there's a lot of embargoes, they have to just kind of do the upkeep on a lot of their own stuff. Which this doesn't take place in Cuba, but a lot of the, you know, like they fix up their cars and they're really reliant on themselves. So that it kind of inspired some of the weapons in this, or, you know, they have their own modifications and stuff.
They have a CD
shoot launcher.
And it plays Macarena.
Yeah.
They had to make a disclaimer that, like, this is not Cuba.
Right. And, but just some of the weapons, I like more of the fun stuff, because 5 was very straight and narrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready for a little bit more goofy, and then you can bring in Giancarlo to be serious. So I'm excited.
Bring back abilities. I want another, like, original Far Cry. I loved that game.
You should play New Dawn. Fuck boy.
Yeah.
I'll play New Dawn.
No, you won't.
I won't. But
is it on Game Pass?
You also said you wouldn't play Primal, and you ended up playing Primal.
Yeah, because he bought it for me.
It took me like 5 years.
So if I buy New Dawn for you, will you play it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will you let me borrow before you trade it so I can play
it
too?
He'll probably buy it digitally so that... But yeah.
Yeah, I buy it digitally so I can play it again. Hell yeah, that game was really fun.
Assholes.
I have it on Xbox. You can borrow it.
Sweet. Okay. What else? Chris, what about you? What's another game?
Red Hill. Guitar Hero Vampires.
Redfall.
Yeah.
Guitar Hero Brink Vampires.
I don't see Brink in it. It just looks like a CG animated game.
Yeah. You're trying not to see it. The memories are too dark for you.
Redfall is a 4-player co-op game. I don't know if there's going to be single player in it at all, but basically it kind of looks like Left 4 Dead, but with vampires instead of zombies.
Fortnite.
Fuck you. God damn it, fuck you. It looks cool. The characters have different abilities, and it looks like there's some magic involved and some technology.
I get some
and
World of Darkness vibes.
Yeah, World of Darkness vibes, yep.
It'll feel like Dishonored. It's made by Arkane. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Which
did Prey? Did they do the newest Prey game? Or was that Arkane somebody else?
That, I'm not sure. I know they did
You know,
Dishonored.
I don't know.
Yeah, of course they did Dishonored. Yep. Which is really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's very good. There might be a lot of verticality in the game, too, if they did Dishonored. I can see because she has her teleport.
Elevator.
Yeah, her elevator and everything.
She literally makes an elevator.
Yeah, her magic ability is an elevator. So she's like, Horizon? No, she's like Horizon from Apex.
Yeah, that's exactly. As soon as you did that, I was like, oh, she's
Because she shot him from up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris was like, I'm in.
There's a dude with a crow, and I was like, hello, Bloodhound. Hi.
Bluthunda.
Yeah. Any other big ones, boys, that we really want to go over?
I mean, you have the Rainbow Six Extraction game.
Mm-hmm.
Another zombie game.
Zombie-ish. Yeah. Looks cool, though.
No gameplay.
No gameplay, but I don't know.
No gameplay for Redfall.
I have a good feeling about that one.
No gameplay for...
Yeah, I mean, that game was already in development. It got reworked,
because
It was called quarantine. Things,
so hopefully they had extra polish time.
Did anybody else get like Gears kind of vibes from it? I mean, it's going to be first person.
Everybody needs extra pull out time because Rainbow Six
usually. Well, unless you're behind cover, I don't know how it's going to work. But I caught some Gears kind of vibes.
I think it's probably going to play like Siege.
Right? No, but like Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2 when you took cover. It would go to third person, and this game definitely looks like... I think it's
pretty much just going to be Siege, but with weird creatures.
Probably, but the creatures look very Gears-y.
Oh, yeah, the creatures do. But I don't think it's going to play like Gears at all.
It might. You don't know.
No, Nick. Let him go.
For the last part, let's shit on a game. Let's
Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. Oof. That game looks rough as shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep, keep shitting on it, guys. I want to hear your spicy takes on it.
Remember when the 360 came out, and they had that... It was all the Marvel characters all together.
Ultimate Alliance?
Yeah, that looked way fucking better than this game did. It looked like a shitty Ultimate Alliance, except only with four characters.
I don't know who's deciding the character models of these games, but I feel like they don't know anything.
Yep.
Yeah, they're like, I think this is what an American looks like. We're going to make this Peter Quill. And then they're like, I've seen Gamora before. Let's make her edgy.
Before?
Yeah.
Drax's voice is awful. He doesn't sound anything like what Drax should sound like.
Right.
Rocket and Groot are like the only two things that look normal.
Rocket's got a... Does he have a goatee in the comics? Did I miss that?
Nope, that's something new. That's
a stupid looking goatee.
He has like demon eyes in the
comics. I mean, he's
comics.
Also a raccoon, so I mean, who knows what a raccoon's goatee would look like?
He's not a raccoon. It says explicitly in the comics. He's an alien.
He's a trash panda.
Settle down, rabbit.
It's real.
I don't know. I didn't play the Marvel Avengers game, but that also looked really forced for most of the interactions. Like, all the characters looked really strange. Mm-hmm. All the interactions looked...
The animations looked strange and their facial expressions and all that. Yeah, it was just weird.
Seems like more of that.
And the gameplay looks boring.
Hey, do you like Marvel? Amelia. But do you also like slowdown? Do you like bad graphics?
And fighting cubes?
Do you want to fight a bunch of cubes?
Jelly cubes.
Jelly cubes with what's that metal that they show in videos where it reacts to the magnets? You know what I'm talking about?
Penises?
Penises. Do you like fighting metallic penises and jelly cubes?
I don't.
I've got a game for you.
I might play the game if it had that.
Jelly penises?
Or yeah.
Metal so I could penises destroy and them. Jelly cubes?
That was, did Square show anything else besides that was worth mentioning?
There's a new Final Fantasy action game called Stranger of Paradise. It's super early footage, but it looks weird, dude. It's like Dissidia, but like a adventure beat 'em up game.
And you're like a dude bro in overalls with a big ass
straight up
sword.
Dude bro. Yeah. Take this. Ugh! Like
par for the course of Final Fantasy.
And the bad guy's voiced by Chris Sabat.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. I'm buying it day one. No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. I mean, that was cool.
We didn't mention Stalker 2.
Ooh, good
but
point.
Before we get too far away, I do just want to say, back on Guardians.
Sure.
We are in now a post-MCU world where, unfortunately, everything is now going to be based off of the MCU because it's what everybody knows it as.
But it's not. That's the problem.
That's the lineup, though. Guardians wasn't...
Oh, yeah, that's the lineup. But the character models, they're trying to make them look a little more like the comics. Like, Gamora definitely has a more evil look, but it doesn't work because they're making them like the MCU versions. So they just need to pick one.
Yeah, they're doing the looks based off the comics, but they're doing the personalities based off of the MCU.
Yeah, I hate it. Absolutely hate it.
How do we shit on these characters as much as possible?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just shit on the developers with this one.
And honestly, no one really gives a shit about a Guardians of the Galaxy game. Like, obviously those movies are great, but they keep trying to give us this shit and we don't want it.
Maybe they're trying to hit that movie stride. Like, when Guardians was first announced, most people, I know a lot of us in this...
Still didn't fucking know about it.
Deep dive. I mean, I didn't know shit
about
the
Guardians.
That
is the deepest cut that Marvel's ever done.
Right. So now they're hoping to strike lightning twice. They're like, do you want a game? Nah, I don't want a game, but it's good.
The thing is...
It's made by a good studio.
It'll do well. It'll sell well. Marvel Avengers sold well, and it still is selling for whatever fucking reason because... Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it is...
Kids?
Yeah, kids. It's showing itself. Parents. And kids are like, oh, great.
It's
and
showing itself to kids?
Yeah. It's revealing itself
kids
to
say,
kids.
I want that.
Yeah, it's Secret opening up the trench code. And it's like, hey, you want
kid
some
Fister.
Marvel Avengers? Well, guess what? I got some Guardians of the Black Galaxy. Panther. I got a big tree and a raccoon for you to play as now.
Is it Disney?
Say that again.
Is there a crossover? Is it Disney? right?
Yeah,
Marvel,
it's owned by
Disney.
Yes.
Star Wars.
It's made by Square Enix.
Expansion characters? Kid Fister, Emperor Pumpkinteen.
I thought you were going to go Kingdom Hearts with that. Damn it.
Oh, Sponsored by Digital Bath Podcast.
I don't know anything about Kingdom Hearts.
Big
shoes.
Kill people with a keyblade or something. I don't know.
Hey, you're right.
If you made it this far into this episode, you're a saint.
This is way better than a lot of our other episodes.
We're
so
a little more
saying,
at least talking
about.
It's got
the least amount of me talking in it.
That's what makes it so good.
That's what I
actually
just said,
Chris hasn't gone off on a bunch of tangents, so
I'm
this
trying,
is listenable.
But you keep trying to rein me back in, you fucks.
Yeah. Anyway, you Stalker 2.
Looks awesome.
It does look really cool.
For those that didn't play Stalker, it's...
Most people.
It's what Metro got a lot of inspiration from, for sure. So, obviously, you know, Pripyat, where the Chernobyl blew up.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of idea. Fucked up monsters started showing up. I love Stalker. Love Stalker.
Why did the pig sound like a pig but look like a frog?
It looked like a weird bulbous
looked like a
massive,
tick, a giant tick.
It did look more like a tick than even a frog, but that's what, like, I saw like the bulge and I was like, is that frog pig?
Frig?
It's a freaking frig, man.
it's a frig.
Frog.
It's a frog pig tick.
It's a frig.
It's a frick.
They're not going to say that.
Yeah. Oh, look out. It's the freaking fricks.
Artyun.
Briat, frick.
I have seen the frog pig tick several times.
Still disturbs me.
Too many syllables, frick.
Can't say enough words.
Actual frick. Gameplay in the trailer, which was nice. So
there was a Thulu face guy in the middle of it. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's in the... well, a lot of those types.
Why did he have tentacles? They're nowhere near an ocean. I don't understand what's going on.
Look, man, evolution. We all turn back into crabs.
Crabs?
True.
And squids.
Yeah, we all turn into crabs.
Tentacles.
I don't know.
It's a slow process.
Game Pass, you're right.
Mm-hmm, that will
coming
also
on Game
be
Pass?
Game Pass. Yes.
Is it just PC or Xbox One?
Both.
Because
Stalker was a PC game, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know if
stars
it was,
aligned.
It was never on Xbox, though, was it?
No.
Damn it.
I know.
They'll retroactively put it on Game Pass.
Darkstalkers was.
Darkstalkers was on Game Pass?
The fighting game from the 90s?
Yeah, they did a digital download of it for the Xbox Arcade.
Maybe he's thinking Marvel versus Capcom 3.
Maybe he's thinking Darksiders?
I was just being dumb.
If you're interested, real quick, Guardians of the Galaxy comes out October 26th this year.
Why did
whatever.
You say, no one cares.
Far Cry 6 comes out on October 7th of this year, which is pretty cool.
Back for Blood is October as well, right?
Yep, Back for Blood is
October
2nd.
Might be a good month.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Stalker. That doesn't come out until April, I believe, of next year.
Yeah,
April 28th of 2022. That's okay. I'll wait for it. It looks really fun. I hope maybe there might be at least like a two-player multiplayer like through the game or something like that. I think that'd be fun, but I don't think there
probably
will be.
Probably not.
Yeah. Yep. Few other games, you know, that we didn't really dive too deep in, but new Forza Horizon coming out November 9th this year.
I didn't see that, but I like Horizon.
Yeah, and it looks beautiful. It always does. The Forza games always look really, really good.
In Mexico.
Cool.
Jurassic World Evolution 2, if you kind of like that, build your park.
I didn't see that.
Yep. If you like that, build your park, it's coming out holiday this year.
Let's fucking go.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Diablo 2 Resurrection. If you like the Diablo games, I love the Diablo games. This has 8-player co-op, which
pretty
I thought
crazy.
Was crazy because it's usually 4-player. But that one comes out pretty soon, September 23rd of this year. By the way, Elden Ring comes out January 21st of next year. Not that far away considering how fucking long we've been waiting to just see anything about this game. So I'm excited about that.
You know why, right? This game's been quietly delayed like 3 times.
Yeah, I know. It's been quietly delayed. I don't know why it's been delayed.
Because they don't want to release a broken ass bullshit not worth your time
good
sack of shit game like another thing was in the last year.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe George R. R. Martin's just like real slow like he was in the series on HBO they were like, we gotta finish this, buddy.
2 years
we're gonna go ahead and go. Starbucks cups everywhere,
that's,
fuck it.
That's probably why Game of Thrones isn't finished yet. He's working on Elden Ring.
It's like the SpongeBob episode where he has to do an essay
and
he just
writes
wrote
the. But it's immaculate.
It's the best you've ever seen.
Exactly.
And that gets you the first 5 seasons.
Outer Worlds 2.
I didn't see that trailer.
No date. The trailer was actually pretty funny. It was just basically a narrator breaking the fourth wall the entire time. He was talking about if we show a close-up of the character and zoom all the way out, but his back's facing it, it's because the developer team hasn't actually thought of what he's going to look like. And it's just – it's pretty funny. But there's no release date on that at all.
Xbox Game Pass?
Game Pass as well, yep.
That was from the developers of...
Obsidian of Fallout New Vegas. Yep.
Fallout New Vegas, yeah. Yep. Thank you.
Avatar.
Yeah, Avatar. Their new Avatar game. Not The Last Airbender, but Avatar the...
The blue Navi.
The blue people. That...
Who snubbed?
Again, no 2011? Gameplay. No gameplay, but the CGI looked great. Looked really good.
So did the ride.
It's true. Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origins comes out in 2022, whatever.
Bless Square you. Enix, what the fuck did you do? And well, don't use your gonna... No, I know what you're gonna say. Don't defend them and say they're holding out for Sony's event. If you're gonna have a press conference, fucking bring some shit.
They're probably gonna focus more on Final Fantasy 16.
I was about to say, where was that?
That's their game.
I know.
Show it.
Yeah.
Where was Hitman 3D?
Hitman actually was somewhere in there. You didn't get to see it.
Oh. Yeah, a little bit.
Hitman VR.
Jesse just typed in IGN on YouTube and then just watched
all the videos.
Yeah.
You guys watched all without me.
Tiny Tina's Wonderlands.
Oh, yeah.
That comes out early 2022 was what they said. Early 2022.
Whole new game.
Yep.
Whole new expansion.
Game. Exactly.
I'm excited. I don't know. I'll keep giving Gearbox chances. I mean, I love Borderlands 3, so.
Yeah, Borderlands games are always fun, so I'm...
3 out of 4.
Pre-sequel.
I still like that game. It was a Borderlands game, so I still liked it. So, and then Psychonauts 2. That game looked really fun.
Yeah, Psychonauts is dope.
And the new trailer, the gameplay, it looked just old, like the old school game did. And I don't know, it looked charming, and I'm going to play that. Game Pass.
Yeah.
So, that brings up my next point. Game Pass... We have already said how much we fucking love Game Pass in here, right? I mean, we're all obsessed with it. We all have it, right?
Yeah.
Not a sponsor. Please, Microsoft.
Was it 27 out of the 30 games that they've talked about are all coming to Game Pass day one?
There is almost a major release each month for Game Pass for like the rest of the year into like the middle of next year. And 5 of them are Microsoft exclusive.
So does this shift the tide? Does this win the war?
I don't know if it wins the war, but it starts a new war.
I agree. I don't know if it wins the war, but man, they sure as hell started a new battle, and they're winning the battle right now. That's
Here's
for sure.
The thing. Not a lot of people have gotten either console. A lot of them have been able to stew on their decisions. A lot of people have been able to stew on which one am I going to get when I can get it. So Sony, we have Ratchet that just came out.
Which I heard is phenomenal.
Yeah, I bought it. I'm going to try it. But what else? Horizon.
Returnal.
Sure.
It's not a system seller, but...
It's not a system seller.
And Horizon's going to be on PS4.
Horizon's going to be on PS4, you're correct. So what does PS5 have to look forward to?
Scarcity.
Yeah.
They said it's going to be even harder.
Yep. Like I said it would. I think this is going to shift the tides quite a bit, because if...
In America, it will.
Yes. If this was a normal release, I think Sony would have had the win already, and it still would have been an uphill battle for Microsoft. But at this point, people have had the chance to kind of sit back and decide what they want. And after this E3, unless Sony brings out something big for their conference, I'm thinking Microsoft's going to come out the winner on this one.
I kind of have a feeling that Sony's been working on something a lot more similar to Game Pass that they've been working on. And
now you're playing catch up. That's not usually Sony's thing, though.
I agree, you're playing catch up, but I think they finally see the benefit of it. I think they finally see, like, oh, this is pretty fucking awesome. Maybe
Here's
we should
scary
do something.
Thing. Games become cable eventually.
Stop.
Right.
I mean,
Stop.
Fucking the internet's
Shut
becoming
up.
Cable.
Shit, right? Then I will
They're
get
gonna
that,
listen to this, and they're gonna be like, "Oh shit, that's a good idea." Stop.
I need my Funimation app. I need my Netflix. Yeah. I need my Xbox. Yep. Like, it's getting there.
Yeah,
it's cheaper that way.
Or you just need Game Pass for $15 a month.
Game Pass is dope. I still love Game Pass.
Yeah,
100%. It's just a good thought, basically, that Caleb brought up in one of... I'm basically piggybacking off what he said on that episode.
Shout out to that episode. Listen to it if you haven't.
Yeah. I mean, he brought up a lot of good points that this is going to become the future, possibly, of gaming. Like, we might fuck ourselves over on some of these things once they decide, okay, you don't get this game anymore. But for me, that's so far away, I don't give a shit. I'm going to play a lot of these games right now, and I'm going to enjoy them. So.
You say that, but I was just at Best Buy, and that Blu-ray section's gone.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Pretty much, what, one aisle now?
One aisle.
Damn, that's still, like, mind-boggling.
Remember when that shit happened with CDs?
There probably are no CDs at Best Buy anymore.
The thing that sucks about that is 4K Blu-rays right now still look way better than any streaming service that you can do.
That is true.
Like, the physical disc, when you put it in your system or your Blu-ray player, if you still have one of those.
Just buy a PlayStation 4, you're a loser.
Yep.
You're not a loser, I'm sorry.
Pro? Does it have to be a pro?
Doesn't have to be.
Oh, okay. I just wanted
buy Blu-ray, but it's not 4K.
Oh, true.
It's only the 1X is a Blu-ray. 1X. No,
anyway.
Only a 1X.
My 1X is better than my TV.
Well,
Series
X
my
also.
TV can't
well,
even
yes, sorry.
Keep
yes.
up.
Of last gen. Yeah, of last gen.
Because
yeah,
the
1X
Pro can't even
yeah,
play
can't. Nope. But, I mean, it still looks far better than streaming, because streaming you have to, well, unless you have, like, one of the best internet and a hardwired console,
even then
it's still not as good.
They're not going to do it though, because people should buy records if you want that warm sound, but everybody's like, fuck it, Spotify, let's go.
So real quick, I'm going to go over all the games coming out for Game Pass. Some of them dropped actually immediately. This first one I'm about to say dropped actually either today or it drops tomorrow, I can't remember. Yakuza Like a Dragon,
now like every Yakuza game ever, is also on Game Pass.
True. Back for Blood, Starfield, Contraband, Stalker 2, Somerville, Halo Infinite, Hades is coming to Xbox, by
Hell
the way.
Yeah. Great game.
Game Pass. A Plague Tale Requiem, Slime Rancher 2, Party Animals, Psychonauts 2, Shredders, Atomic Heart, Replaced, Grounded, that's already on Game Pass, by the way, and
Bethesda.
It's in...
Yep. Is that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids game?
Yes, yeah, it's a survival game, yep. Mm-hmm. Actually, pretty fun. Ayuden Chronicle Rising, Ayuden Chronicle 100 Heroes, The Ascent, Age of Empires 4, Outer Worlds 2, Microsoft Flight Simulator, baby!
Oh, that's pretty big, actually. I think that's the first one on consoles.
Yep, it is. And they got a Top Gun expansion for it. Yep.
Yeah.
No, sorry, that's actually pretty big.
It
honestly.
Is.
That's
living
huge.
On the edge.
Because that game's extremely popular.
And it requires actually a pretty fucking powerful piece of hardware to run that shit.
And a powerful heart.
That's true. You can actually use Flight Simulator to get hours and... for flight school.
Same with Forza. You can actually get like some type of license.
Yeah, yeah.
You could do that with Gran Turismo, Gran Turismo
Most Wanted.
4?
Or maybe Hot Pursuit.
Stop it.
Stop.
Carbon?
Anyway, Among Us, and the Among Us is kind of starting to die off.
Like a console version of Among Us?
Yes. It's kind of starting to die off, but now on the consoles, starting with Xbox, it's going to have 15-player lobbies instead of 10-player lobbies.
Oh, let me sign up for that.
Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance.
There you go.
So there it is. It is going to be Game Pass.
Yes!
12 Minutes and Crucis. I don't know what that is. Scorn. Origami 2.
Bro,
Sable.
Scorn?
Hello Neighbor 2. The Gunk and Redfall will also be on Game Pass. So...
Tool, the game, is coming to Game Pass?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Jacoby, if you're listening, get Game Pass, you dummy.
And he did not list any of the, like, 9 or to 12 games that Bethesda just put on
today.
Game Pass.
Yep.
So.
Like, are they older releases?
Yes.
It's like, yeah, that's like.
No, they released 9 new games today.
I was
today.
Like, what?
Right now. It's
I
yeah, it's like
go.
All the Fallouts, and then.
Real?
Yeah. I think
Fallout 1, Fallout 2.
I think Doom had come off, so they put Doom 2016 back on there. Wolfenstein 2,
right
anything,
now.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, is it? Do they have the Wolfenstein game with the twin daughters or whatever? Is that
New Order?
On there?
Is that New Order?
I think it's been on there.
New Blood?
New Blood? New Order? I can't remember.
Sure. 5 minutes in. You can't slide as far as I feel like shit. I'm going back to Apex.
So, I mean, and this is kind of an interesting point. Is Microsoft becoming the home of... I mean, they kind of have been, but maybe they're getting that title back even more of the shooter. I mean, you've got Wolfenstein. You've got Doom. You've got Halo coming out. You know, we saw Back 4 Blood's going to be free. We've got other first-person shooters that are, I mean...
Did PlayStation ever get it?
I mean, you know, they had the Destiny tie-in, and then Call of Duty for a while was kind of leaning their way.
That went
back and
forth.
Right. So I'm not, you know, it's just...
That was annoying.
It feels like a return to form, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They want to be the cool guys again.
You can buy an Xbox... And I bet you can get it for free at first. Or there's probably a little slip in there where, you know, you pay your $10-$15 to get Game Pass and you have access to more games than you'll ever play.
They're still doing. I think they're still
brand
doing
new
the, if you're new, it's $1 for 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, they suck you in like
brand new games.
What else are you going to do, big boy?
And you can play, and even if you don't want to do that, you can play Halo's multiplayer for free when it comes out.
Hell yeah. You know, I was having a conversation, I don't remember who it was with, but they were talking about, like, you know, how does Xbox, how are they able to afford doing that? Like, these brand new games that come out.
Have you heard of Microsoft?
Right. But think about it, right? So Game Pass, let's just say there's over 5 million people on Game Pass, right? At $10 a month, which is just the base Game Pass, do the math.
50 million.
That's insane.
Not what's funding it.
And that's a month, right? I know that's not what's funding it, but just think about that for a second. If you think like, well, how are they doing this? Even though that's not what's funding it, that's
right. Even
that's
if there's only one
million
new game.
Dollars a month. That's insane. That's blah, 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 blah.
But it's the fact that they are a multi-billion dollar
trillion. I was about to say trillion.
Titan company.
This is fun for them.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't a game.
And here's the thing.
Wait.
I'm not a Microsoft fanboy. I'm not a Sony fanboy. If anything, I'm probably a Nintendo fanboy. But
Atari 1600.
2600 for me.
That
was
Sonic,
the last real
that Sonic
system.
Shampoo ring game fanboy.
Hey.
But
hey. I love that thing.
We all have that. But you cannot get butthurt about what Microsoft is doing right now.
You can, but it'd be stupid.
You can if you own a video game store, Caleb.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about Game Pass. Take Game Pass out of it. I'm talking about the acquisition of Bethesda and what Microsoft has done to make themselves viable. We were all last generation poking it with a stick saying, come on, do something. Well, they fucking did it. So,
and they're doing more behind the scenes. There's rumors going around where they're trying to do some major shit. They just tried to buy Discord. Failed. But still, like...
Yeah.
They're doing some shit.
And, you know, not even talking about, they name drop Fable. There's some other first party exclusive games coming out as well. But it's like, this is what people were asking for. So they fucking flexed and bought the biggest developer right now.
And what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago or something like that, they bought the biggest game of all time.
Minecraft.
So anybody who buys Minecraft on another system, they get money from that.
That
now it's
cost
the same
that
with Bethesda.
Much. It's only $2 billion.
And Xbox Live is the absolute best place to play multiplayer games.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even fucking close. Don't try to say because you don't have to pay for it on PC or Steam
Nintendo
or whatever. Or,
okay, I got a question then. And I've been holding on to this for since Wednesday.
Ooh,
so,
give it to us.
So remember how on Wednesday you guys were like, hey, let's go play Vermintide.
Great game.
On
really
PC.
Fun.
You know what that shit's on?
Game
Microsoft.
Pass. Yeah, we could have all played it. We could have all played.
He's got a point.
But no one brought it up at all. And my feelings were hurt when I realized after the fact. I was like,
the reason we picked PC is because we knew you couldn't play it with us.
You know, I played it that night by myself.
Did you really?
Fuck, no, I didn't. I was playing Apex like a motherfucker. Get the fuck out of here. I already tried Vermintide too. Shit's lame.
You're lame. Anyway, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we had a fun time today. We had a fun time watching E3. We're having a fun time talking to you guys right now. But that's the end. If you would like, please join us on Wednesday nights at around 9:30. We're going to be doing we're going to be streaming. Okay, Dakota, I talk with my hands. I'm so sorry. We're going to be streaming on our Facebook, and eventually we're going to figure out to where we could do it on Twitch. But please join us. We're playing Vermintide. We
on
play
PC
GTFO.
Only.
Yeah, PC only. Chris won't be there.
Keep
thank
in
God.
Mind, every Wednesday they exclude me for no fucking reason. They're just a bunch of we could all play fucking three of us could play it.
Funny enough, Chris, I figured this was what was really happening. You made a comment last week about how Star had said that was fucked up that we left you out of it, and now I know that you were hiding behind your girlfriend. And it was
no,
way about
there
it.
The Vermintide. This was before Vermintide. This is when you guys were playing Get the Fuck Out. She was like, "That's fucked up. You can't play that." And I was like, "No, it's not fucked up. I can't play that. I literally have a fucking joke of a computer. There's no hurt feelings here." But then you played Vermintide too, you sons of bitches.
Here's the thing, Chris. We were going to play PC games regardless, and I was just like, let's fucking stream it. It had nothing to do with excluding you. Now we're going to exclude
now
you
Now we're
going to
specifically exclude me.
Yes.
Joe Martinez, you son of a bitch.
That's really
shout
his
out
middle
to,
name, so, yeah.
Well, it's on Facebook.
You
I
just
see
put
him,
all his info out there.
When I see him, my brain doesn't
you
go
famous
Joe Martinez.
Now.
Yeah. I'm going to bleep it.
You probably should bleep that.
Joseph Martinez. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening to our episode tonight. This is the Digital Bath Podcast signing out.